Which man are you? Do not say to yourself, My true selfhood is incorporeal. Say, I am incorporeal. You do not have two selves, you know, one corporeal and the other incorporeal, one perfect, the other imperfect. You are only one, and that one is fashioned after the pattern shown in the mount. You should stop speaking of your true self or your real self. To use such expressions is to imply that you have an unreal or an untrue or an imperfect self, and you have not. You have only one self, which is the temple of the living God, that is, the place where boundless animation and intelligence are in play. This intelligence is yours. It is the only intelligence there is. It does your hearing and your seeing and your knowing. Hence, they cannot be otherwise than keen and normal. We will keep up our work along this line, confidently expecting that the mesmerism, for such your impaired sight is, will dissipate. I notice when you speak in your last letter of being nearly asphyxiated. You use the expression, my real self, when you wish to say that you are okay, untouched by any unfriendly agency. Have we not talked about the real and unreal man enough to have reached the conclusion that you are not too? Better say, I have never been touched by gas fumes. Better say, I am a giant, the gathering place of all the vigor and vitality and vim I can hold. I doubt if you have any great interest in that real man you talk about. Certainly, he will get along all right without your help. Your interest should center on yourself, on me or I, as you put it. Just grab your lead pencil and write your name in on the card. I will be looking for you at the meeting. Meanwhile, have the courage to say I 400 times a day and forget all about the real man. Let him take care of himself. You do not owe him anything. Say to your husband, not God's man is all right, but you are all right. When you talk about God's man, you are talking about somebody that you and your husband are not interested in. He may be up in the clouds somewhere. Now please see the point. It is Charlie who is all right, and it is you who are all right. If you do not say this of him and for him and to him, but waste your breath on the desert air by saying somebody else is all right, how do you expect Charlie to get any good out of your treatment? Talk these truths to him. He is the perfect man. He is the image and likeness. He is the temple of the living God. And he must say these things convincingly to himself. He must say, I am a perfect man, the temple of the living God, the image and likeness. There is not a thing wrong in my entire makeup. I am whole. Charlie is coming out of this a fine, stalwart chap, better than he has ever been before, with the courage of a lion.